47 minutes past the hour. Coming up in just 1 second. Yes, he's here. The legendary Spike Lee in studio with us. Stay right there.
Kmart back to school checklist ready. Backpacks.
Check.
School supplies.
Check.
Free flu shot.
Check. What?
Kmart's giving free flu shots to Shop Your Way Rewards members who spend $100 or more.
So Kmart helps keep our kids happy and healthy this year?
Check. It's back to school at Kmart, where members get a coupon for a free flu shot when you spend $100 or more. From clothes to shoes to backpacks, Kmart's the place for all your back to school needs. Valid through 8/18. Redeem coupon. A $24.99 value from 9/23 to 10/2012. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See participating stores for details. Membership terms at shopyourway.com.
Nicki Minaj's Super Bass was the most streamed song and music video in 2011, with 84.9 million audio streams and 71 million video streams. Nielsen gets information like this from people just like you. So remember, if you're ever asked to participate in a Nielsen survey or study, please say yes, because you matter. To learn more about Nielsen, visit www.nielsen.com/African American.
Russ Parr Morning Show, 48 minutes past the hour, in studio with us this morning. Yes, Mr. Spike Lee, how you doing, sir?
Feeling great. Good morning.
Well, you're East Coast time, so you're going to be okay.
No, I'm good.
Because we get cats coming here from the West Coast, and they're like, hello.
I got global time. I'm all right.
Yeah, first we'll start off the interview with the Knicks are going to suck again this year.
Oh, man. Per usual.
What about Jeremy Lin?
Look at his face. Yeah.
He didn't like that.
What gets you started?
Take your time.
Let me ask a question.
You're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Yes, sir.
Who's your team in the NBA?
Well, you know.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Got you.
No, but how can you avoid? I was in New York
two weekends
ago.
Can I just say something first?
Yes, sir.
Who is the reigning Super Bowl champion?
Well, that's the Giants.
But it's still.
Yeah, but that's temporary. Very temporary.
Temporary?
Yes, sir.
I mean, the one when that the last, wins
I didn't
the
see you
Cowboys.
On the sidelines at a Giants game, sir.
We got to bring Doug Harris, Doug back, Doug Williams back for you guys to win it.
But let me say, though.
We got to bring the fun bunch back?
I'm just saying. I was in New York a couple weekends ago because I went up to go see Mike Tyson's show.
How'd you like it?
Loved it.
Thank you.
No, I'm not saying it because you're here. Because, you know, I'm going to keep it real. You'll hear. Yeah. But, I loved the show. It gave you a whole new appreciation for Mike Tyson.
On Broadway. The show.
And he was like, and I love his sense of humor, how he's making fun of. Yeah, Spike shot this. It's right here. He made me put this in here. Great show. But I was looking for my Brooklyn Nets hats, you know, and I was like.
That wasn't going to be up in there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But you know what? That show was marvelous, man. You did a really great job. You took it to the next level, which was, I'm glad that he got hooked up with you on that. Because I heard he was doing a show.
He did six shows in Las Vegas.
Right. He's only doing 12 shows in New York, right? Is he done?
It's over. It's going to be a national tour now.
Oh, good.
Oh, man, smart. That's a great show.
So it'll come to D.C.
Yeah. But let's talk about Red Hook Summer. You know,
right.
Of course.
Opens a week from today.
Are you in selected theaters this week or no? Everything opens next week.
No. We've been in New York. We go wider in the New York area, and then we go
wider. Going wider is amazing to me. I can't see powerful brother like you going white.
No.
He said wider.
Oh, wider. Oh, my
wider.
Bad.
Wider.
You know I'm getting older.
I apologize. I'm embarrassed. And the look on your face shows that you're a bit embarrassed.
We're waking him up.
He's getting mixed with some other films.
I think so. Oh.
No, but let's talk about Red Hook Summer because you know what? I don't like looking at reviews. I have not seen the movie. I've heard a lot about it. Mm-hmm. I heard how you were at the what festival was that? You got up and everybody's just talking about what you addressed or addressed
down.
That was
in Sundance.
And Sundance, which, you know, way. I appreciate your voice.
Thank you very
much. You know, but let me ask you, before we get into the specifics about this movie, how do you deal with people that don't get you? How do you deal with people that don't get where you're going?
What year was my first film?
Oh, God. You're going to test me?
She's going to have, what year was that? 1986.
Okay. I was gonna
What's
say
today's date?
2012.
Thank you very much.
Ain't changed, huh?
That's the answer.
Wow.
You know, because I think people don't get your intent. And I know it's got to be frustrating as a filmmaker.
I think that's a generalization. I think maybe some people do, but mm-hmm. We'd be making films if, you know, mm-hmm. wasn't getting somebody.
Well, obviously you have, but I'm just saying that, you know, you have your critics. They're constantly trying to, like, oh, you know, we got to hold this up to everything Spike Lee has done. And with Red Hook Summer, which is a very, from all accounts, a very powerful film. And I know y'all saw it last night. Basically, give everybody just the rundown. What is the synopsis of this film?
The synopsis for Red Hook Summer.
Yes. could you perhaps do that for us, Mr. Lee?
I shall.
Okay.
Well, it's about this young kid, Flick, who's growing up in Atlanta, Georgia, being raised by his mom's suburban Atlanta, middle class, and he's being sent to the hood to spend the summer in the projects of Red Hook, Brooklyn, with his grandfather, who's never met, who's a Baptist preacher. So it's a coming-of-age story, and a whole lot of stuff goes on this particular summer.
Right. Now, I know that you have, I don't know if you changed your cut. I don't even want to give away anything that's going on there. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are like, wow, this is powerful, or it's going to make you freak out a little bit. Which is, you know, I guess is what you do want. You want these reactions.
Well, here's the thing, though. People go to the movie theaters for many different reasons. And summertime usually is, 84-ounce soda and big tub of popcorn. But how many films can we see where people are flying through the air with a cape, with tights,
right,
transforming, blowing stuff up? Can we have something else once in a while?
Right.
And that's what Red Hook Summer is.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that was the whole thing, is because there are some people, and I have questions sometimes that you have gone after, like Tyler Perry and other folks. You've given your opinion. Let me rephrase that, because fair.
Ed Gordon asked me a question.
And you answered. First,
they always leave out everything. I say he's a great businessman.
Okay.
He cultivates audience. And then he asked about his work.
Okay.
His art.
Right.
I made a comment. And if people know the history, for years, jazz musicians talked about other jazz musicians. You need to go back in the woodshed.
Right.
Same thing in sports. It's not done out of hate. It's like, right, yo, your stuff, you got to step it up. Ball players, that guy. You know what?
Right.
It's not done out of hatred. I was asked a question, and I wasn't going to lie.
Yeah, because I think when a movie came out and he said Spike Lee can kiss my rear or whatever like that. And I think that was just done just to get some publicity and draw attention to the movie.
Oh, yeah. What was funny, that my man never said nothing. But the day before the movie opens, it was purely,
Spike gonna sell me some tickets.
Thanks, Spike.
Look, it's all love,
Who are some directors, some up-and-coming directors that you respect, that you think are doing really good work and that you think are going to be big?
There's a young woman who was one of my students at NYU. Her name is Dee Rees. I don't know if you saw that film, Pariah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Dee, for the past 15 years, but I'm a professor at NYU Graduate Film School. I'm also artistic director of the film school. Here's the thing. I'm an educator.
Right.
There's a certain way you make films. It's a craft. You care about the editing. You care about the lighting. You care about the production design, the costume design. You just don't, for me, just put stuff up there. It's like, where's the craft?
Right.
I'm not talking about anybody in particular.
Yeah.
But where's the craft?
Yeah.
It's not just, what's the next question?
No, it's okay. No, I'm getting you to walk yourself in a corner.
It's not a corner, man. It's education.
I understand that.
Let's take our art form, whatever art form it is, serious.
But you know what it is? But when you look at art, it's subjective. You know what I mean?
It's not subjective if the shot is out of focus.
Right.
If it sounds horrible.
Right.
If we can see the boom.
The filmmaker, though, I want that of them.
That's
just
not
like,
the tent. They don't know any better because they don't know the craft.
Okay. And that's why you're teaching. I got you.
15 years.
Well,
I'd be scared if he was my teacher. Bring my project in.
Next, we're talking to Spike and find out. We're going to find out why Spike is going
to
wear a dress.
Don't come late to class either.
Oh, gosh.
Don't walk in that late.
We're going to find out why Spike's going to wear a dress in his next movie. There, y'all.
Oh, no.
Russ Parr Morning Show, hanging out with Spike Lee. Going to keep him a little bit longer, if you guys don't mind. And, of course, got the wrong songs coming to Matter Moments. Hey, you back off of that bell.
Yes, you know what happens is, you see real he happy. Screws up a lot hey, and it's okay, messes up
man.
His words. I got to fix it.
I do
it.
What I got to do. You know what I mean? By the way, Red Hook Summer is playing all over. Opens August 24th in Atlanta. Also, Chicago, L.A., Philadelphia, of course, D.C.
Baltimore,
D.C. We're going to post this on our website so people can see the addresses, because you got to go and support this film the very first week. That is vital.
Yeah, it is. Plus, you can go to redhooksummer.com to find out where it's showing near
you.
Who
are some of the actors in this movie?
Well, the most recognizable face is my man, Clark Peters, the great Clark Peters. People might know as Detective Lester Freeman from The Wire.
I love him.
Excellent actor.
And he plays, I always forget the character's name, the Mardi Gras Indian in Treme.
Right.
And everybody else, and Nate Park, also Nate, you might have seen Nate recently in Red Tails.
I heard he's brilliant in this movie.
Yeah, and everybody else is just, you haven't seen him. Yeah. But yeah.
But you're always giving people an opportunity.
I love that you give people an opportunity. And speaking of, you know, I may never get to be in front of a legendary director like yourself. I'm going to say it.
What, today?
You know I act. Actually missing an audition today for an industrial.
Okay.
And should be here to meet you, and I forgot my resume.
She's got an industrial reel.
Yeah. Listen,
she was Officer Phillips on Barney,
I know
right?
If you saw Barney, I was Officer Phillips on Barney. I know you TV
Spike's
really,
impressed.
But I just want to let you know,
should've
if
came
you ever
in here
need
a Knicks outfit, you'd anything, give you more time.
You know, I don't, this is rude, but do you think, what about TV? Do you want to do more TV? No.
Oh, yeah, I'm hopefully do something, a show on HBO soon.
Cool. You know, you've done a lot of really important things, you know, with New Orleans and all these documentaries that have just opened up so many doors to
I
other.
I got a new documentary. Y'all.
What do you got?
It's called Bad 25.
Hmm. What's that?
It's a feature-length documentary about the making of Michael Jackson's Bad album. This August 31st will be the 20th anniversary of Bad being released. So I did in conjunction with Sony Records, Epic Records, and the Michael Jackson Estate. And I had full access to Michael's archives.
Wow.
We have stuff in this documentary the world's never seen.
Wow.
The world premiere is going to be August 31st at the Venice Film Festival. Then we're going to be at Toronto Film Festival September 15th and 16th. And then it'll be, it'll be on television, network or cable. Still negotiation going on during the during around Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right, let me ask you maybe not a controversial question. Red Hook Summer.
Yes.
When you went to go to sell this film to distributors or deliver to distributors,
what
happened to the big boys?
I didn't.
You didn't even bother?
No.
Why didn't you bother?
Well, here's the story. I'm in this industry. I know what films they make and what films they don't make. And it would have been an exercise in a waste of time trying to get this film made through a studio. They're not going to do it. And I'm not blasting them. You know, there's certain films they're going to do, certain films they're not going to do, and especially when there's no big names attached. So I wrote the check myself.
You felt the story needed to be told.
How much was it? I'm just kidding. I didn't know my business.
Under $1 million also distributing the film myself.
Because you got a lot of great theaters. I mean, which is cool.
You know, if I didn't do it this way, this film wasn't get made.
You know what?
You shot in 18 days. 3 6-day weeks.
Get it done.
Get it done.
By any means necessary.
Yeah.
You dig, show enough.
But see what? You know what? This is real talk, because right now I think the studios, they're looking for Think Like a Man. They're looking for that romantic comedy.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't.
But
they just don't want a faith-based kind of story to it. Well, and that's kind of scary for them.
No, they made those.
No, they haven't made them in a long TD. TD had to go out on independent label. I mean,
that's Sony. He has
a deal, but his last movie, they didn't really distribute nationally.
What film was that?
Woman Thou Art Loosed?
The sequel. Oh. Yeah, but listen, it depends. You are so right. You know, because like Inside Man, great film. You know, I'm waiting for number two. I know you are too.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. What's the deal? What's the problem?
All I can say is I want to make it. Denzel wants to make it. Clive Owen wants to make it. Jodie Foster wants to make it. Whole ton of people who made that film, Dance Night's biggest gross if I ever want to see it, mm-hmm. but it's not our decision.
Wow. Yeah, well, I know you voiced your opinion.
Wow.
I said, can I hear more about Red Hook Summer, man, instead of what Spike going on? Spike Lee went off. Look, you know what? You've been in the business long enough time that you can voice that. You can say that. You know, a lot of young filmmakers can't.
Here's the thing,
though.
I'm not telling lies.
Yeah.
Not telling
lies.
But
are you hurting yourself?
My wife says that. She said over the past.
Hmm.
Spike, just can't you be quiet one time?
Well, you know, listen, I've been a big fan for years. I think you're a godsend. I think there's room for everybody. I'm glad you explained the Tyler Perry situation because we only get a piece of the story.
Right.
Look,
because it's divide and conquer. You know, there's room for everybody. I mean, if you want to wear a dress in your next, I mean, hey, that's on you.
We wouldn't look crazy if you made a...
You wore a kilt on BET.
Yes,
I mean,
come on
now.
Well, there's a difference between a kilt.
Yeah.
Between a dress and a kilt also.
Yeah, gotcha.
It was referencing Kanye West.
Right, gotcha.
It's not Madea.
Yeah.
I hear you.
And I have a wig on.
There you go. And no makeup.
No makeup.
Although you have some foundation on right now.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. Oh, you're looking like movie.
Will you tell him, please?
Oh, man. Is that what it is? I don't see it.
But you know, you know Mookie's in Red Hook Summer.
Yeah.
He's back. Still delivering pizzas after all these years.
Wow. You think he can't come up? You know, what's up?
That's his. Look, Mookie was told by his mother. Mm-hmm. He was raised. Mookie never met his father. Mookie's raised by a single hardworking mom. She said, Mookie, whatever you decide to do in life, be the best.
Yeah.
And Mookie is taking this to heart. So he's the best pizza delivering man in the world.
I love it.
Mookie's has never delivered a pizza that was cold. Yeah. Mookie has never delivered a pizza where the cheese was all slid to one side.
But is Mookie still wearing Air Jordans in the movie?
He's wearing Spazikes.
Spike Lee, hey, listen, man, I appreciate you getting up this morning. Red Hook Summer.
Thank you.
It opens next week. Listen, you guys can go to our website, RussParMorningShow.com. Go out and support the film. I know you like to, you know, you'll take the criticism or you'll take the accolades just as well. We want you to respond to this movie.
No one's above criticism.
Absolutely. You learn from it.
I see you tweeting all the time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. What's your Twitter handle?
You.
Oh,
I follow him
at Spike Lee.
Yeah,
I got. He comes up.
Now, what about your next, Jeremy Lin? Should he still be in New York?
He's gone.
So, are you happy with that?
We got Raymond Felton, baby.
Okay. Oh, yeah, 2012, the 2012 Olympic team. Can they beat the Dream Team?
No. Hell no. those guys are crazy. But who was the best player on the USA basketball team in London?
I think Kevin Durant. I'd say
Carmelo Anthony. You're crazy.
What?
Carmelo.
He got benched at the beginning. Come on, he had to come out the bench. Come on,
he doesn't throw the ball. Let's just keep it real. This man is not going to throw the ball.
Who's on the Wizards?
Yeah.
John Wall, don't
you? Yeah.
And my Ted Leonis is my man, too.
You're right.
But goddamn.
Spike Lee hanging out
you better
with us,
bring
y'all.
Back Wes Unseld.
Red Hook Summer, man. It released next week. Y'all make sure you check it out. We got to do the wrong songs. Let's give it up for Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, yes.
Thank you.